With Side Effects Public Media and WFYI, I'm Darian Benson. Many people who re-enter society after incarceration face barriers that make it hard to find and keep a job and be successful in life. They face hidden barriers too, ones that are fueled by stigma. Erin Davis is a peer recovery coach at PACE in Indianapolis. Davis says her work is informed by her own experience with substance use, which led to her serving time in the criminal justice system. Her story is part of Side Effects Public Media and WFYI's new series, Voices of Recovery and Hope.
Some of the barriers for somebody reentering, there's all the stuff you can't see, you know, the mental health, the still being the same person that went in. But now on paper, if someone to pull up your human file as a citizen or as just like a person trying to do life like everybody else, you have all these marks against you. All these assumptions can get made, all the stigma that's wrapped around that. I remember just always thinking, God, the me on paper. I'm the kid that never had a detention. If there was extra credit, I was going to do it. If they needed a volunteer, I raised my hand. You know, in the wake of some trauma, my coping was limited. And I was a person, you know, predisposed in whatever way, I'll never know. And I don't need to know for addiction and to use substances to numb. It wasn't a party. It was just to feel nothing. And to now be a person with a felony, you know, it's just a bizarre juxtaposition. So there's all of that self-punishing, self-loathing, self-sabotage, you know, that you bring out with you. And it just erases everything else good you've ever done in your life. Now, all of a sudden, you're just this thing. You're just your worst day or your biggest mistake or your most humiliating moment. Or your weakest moment, or your most scared moment. Some of the things that we don't think about until you're on my side of things, you know, post-incarceration for a nonviolent effect, nobody was hurt. And I took all of the punishment, but what I did not realize, what was going to follow me forever, was the fact that a felony on my record apparently, in practice, precludes me from volunteering at my son's school. Okay, but I can't go eat lunch with them. Okay, I'm not asking to drive the bus. The charge was before my son was even in kindergarten. People with criminal justice involvement are not a homogenous group. So for people to think felon, people automatically go to violent, stranger-on-stranger crime. People automatically go to the thing that happens the least to box you in. Remember that we criminalize poverty, that we criminalize a lot of other. We criminalize Black and brown people for things that other people, white people, are not criminalized for. So just remember that we're all playing a different game with a different set of rules and expecting it all to come out the same. Well, I did, so they could have, is a really, really close-minded and harmful way to navigate this life. Because we're all in a relationship with each other, whether we like it or not. The guy that cut you off in traffic, you know, or the person you hand the $5 bill to that dropped it in front of you in the parking lot. We're all in this together.
That's Erin Davis, a peer recovery coach at PACE. This piece was produced by me, Darian Benson, as part of Side Effects Public Media's new series, Voices of Recovery and Hope.